It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. Rob Ferret is out today. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up, we'll hear about some of the fascinating artifacts found when cities decide to expand their underground transit systems with Discover Magazine editor Gemma Tarlak. First, President Obama unveiled the country's most significant action ever taken on climate change today. The Clean Power Plan is intended to cut carbon emissions from the power sector by 32% by 2030 from 2005 levels. Opponents in the energy industry have vowed to fight the plan. This is the president speaking earlier today.
Today, after working with states and cities and power companies, the EPA is setting the first ever nationwide standards to end the limitless dumping of carbon pollution from power plants.
Here with us to talk about it is Valerie Volkovici, reporter at Reuters, covering climate and clean energy policy. Valerie, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks, Veronica. Good to be with you.
So what is the president's new plan for cutting carbon emissions?
Right. So as we heard from the clip, this is one of the biggest plan that the president has had to target carbon emissions from power plants. And power plants are the biggest source of carbon emissions in the country. So the plan seeks to slash carbon emissions from all of the country's power plants by 32%, which is the equivalent of taking 166 million cars off the road, just to give you a comparison. And it does so by setting targets for each state to ratchet down the amount of carbon their power plants pollute. And they can do so through a series of different options, and they have the choice to pick what works best for them.
What kind of options are there?
Sure. Well, one option that is clear is the Obama administration wants to see more renewable energy come online. So states can ramp up the amount of wind and solar power that they deploy to their grid. States can also take advantage of energy efficiency programs, and that can count towards compliance with the rule. In addition, things like preserving a nuclear plant that's been online or emissions trading. States can work together to trade emission permits, and that's one thing that utilities have done with other air pollutants. There have been pollution trading programs that they've been able to use, so that's an option for them as well.
How big is this plan compared to the president's earlier attempts to limit carbon emissions?
Well, this is the biggest plan to date. This is also very complex in how it's done. Every state will take a different approach to complying, and it does target the biggest single source of emissions in the country.
Now, since this targets the states and they have an array of options to choose from in reaching compliance with this, are we also expecting a variety of reactions in terms of whether or not states think it's feasible with these options or not?
Yeah, absolutely. And the pushback on this rule, since it was first proposed last June, has been intense. It's really the focus of several states where coal had been a big player. It is definitely a concern to manufacturing industry and to mining industry. We've already had the National Mining Association threatening to block the rule in the court. And Senator Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, and the Senator of Kentucky has encouraged all 50 governors not to comply with the rule. It's a very partisan issue in Washington, and it's one that definitely sparks a lot of debate back and forth.
So you said partisan. Does that mean that this essentially breaks down between supporters and critics along party lines?
What we've seen so far sharply, in my inbox I've been getting lots of comments from different lawmakers, and on the federal level, yes, it's been by party lines. But I think in the states, I think it will vary. I think you'll see some in some state governments, there might not be as strong opposition, but those states may have an easier route to their target than others.
We're talking right now with Valerie Volkovici. She's a reporter at Reuters covering climate and clean energy policy. And coal industry representatives have said they expect that this plan is going to drive up energy prices. Did the president respond to those concerns at all today?
Yes, he definitely did. The way that the Obama administration has been presenting this is they've been saying, yes, the plan will cost $8.4 billion a year by 2030. But what they've also been saying is that the benefits of the rule, the climate change benefits and the health benefits, will outweigh those costs. And the EPA had figures out saying that the net benefits would range from $26 to $45 billion. So they're trying to make the case that this might cost money, but it will save money in other ways.
Do we have a sense about why the president is making a move on climate change right now?
Sure. Well, in his first term, President Obama didn't really prioritize the climate change issue. And in his second term, he's really kind of prioritized it. This is a legacy issue for him. And he's kind of going big on climate change as his term ends. But also, in a couple of months, in December, we'll have the big United Nations Climate Change Summit in Paris. And President Obama really wants to take a leadership role in securing this agreement. He's already taken, you know, the first real step at that by getting China to agree with the United States to take some, you know, serious emissions cuts and reduce their emission intensity and eventually wean themselves off of coal.
Now, in the past, the coal industry has said at some of the earlier attempts to limit carbon emissions that it was too much to ask too soon. The transition would be too bumpy. Are there any provisions in this plan to smooth that transitional time as a transfer of energy goes from one source to another?
Sure. Well, one of the big changes to the rule was the EPA pushed back by 2 years to 2022 the first compliance year for for the power plants and for the states. This kind of gives them more time to start adjusting their energy mix, to start bringing new resources online, and to start retiring some of the dirtier power plants. But the administration is also offering incentives to states that kind of get a head start before 2022. So if they'll get credit for bringing renewable energy online or putting in place energy efficiency programs in low-income communities. So they're really trying to reward states that take early action and encourage states to start faster.
Now, you said there's already talk of challenges in court to this plan. Do you have any idea what the basis might be on that?
Sure. There's any number of legal arguments. But one I think will be definitely used is the fact that industry has argued that the Obama administration has overstepped the boundaries of the Clean Air Act. And by not regulating the emissions directly at the power plant, by kind of allowing renewable energy, by allowing these other measures that don't involve putting a scrubber on a smokestack, they're going outside the fence line. And that means that they might be pushing the bounds of the rule. So that might be one of the main arguments that we'll see from legal groups.
Now, this plan, it's being seen as a legacy issue for the president. Will its success or failure be a big feature on his final report card, maybe both here in America and also abroad?
Sure. Yes. And he's really made this a priority in his second term. And the president announced that he's going to be kicking off basically a month-long focus on climate change. He's putting it in the spotlight, and he's basically taking head on some of the climate change deniers that have been attacking some of the regulations that he's put forward. So, you know, I think the international community will be looking to whether President Obama sees this through, is able to help broker this agreement in Paris, and really be able to stand up to some of the opposition that he faces on climate change. That's seen as a weakness in the United States' ability to be a leader in the climate talks, just the amount of dissent that there is at home.
Valerie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Veronica.
We've been speaking to Valerie Volkovici, reporter at Reuters, covering climate and clean energy policy, talking about President Obama's Clean Power Plan, which was just announced today.